check behind the door and around the corner, because something's out there. That's right, kids, we're kicking off October with the first of four horror-themed episodes. This week, it's slasher movie trivia for episode 245 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Now, there's no hard and fast rules about what constitutes a slasher movie, but I went with some lists of popular films in the subgenre to come up with these 30 movies. Did I miss one you love? Let me know on Spotify or social media. Oh, speaking of social media, if you're on Blue Sky, come follow the show. Just search for Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy, and you'll find us. I also have a link to it on dorkygeekynerdy.com. I hear approaching footsteps, so let's get going. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What 1984 horror film starred Heather Langenkamp, Robert Englund, and a young, up-and-coming Johnny Depp? Nightmare on Elm Street. Number 2. Betsy Palmer starred in what 1980 horror film because she desperately needed a new car? Friday the 13th. Number 3. Wes Craven shocked audiences by killing off Drew Barrymore's character in the first few minutes of what 1996 movie? Scream. Number 4. Carol Kane discovers the call is coming from inside the house in what 1979 movie? When a Stranger Calls. Number 5. Death does not like to be cheated in what 2000 horror film? Final Destination. Number 6. Wes Craven plays himself in what 1994 movie that brings Freddy Krueger into the real world? New Nightmare. Number 7. What 1984 film introduced us to the psychotic doll, Chucky? Child's Play. Number 8. The mask worn by the killer in what 1978 film was a modified James T. Kirk mask from 1975? Halloween. Number 9. Arguably one of the first in the slasher genre, what 1960 movie was directed by Alfred Hitchcock? Psycho. Number 10. Kurt Russell is stuntman Mike in what 2007 Tarantino movie? Death Proof. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What 2015 movie has kids from that year sucked into a 1980s slasher? The Final Girls. Number 2. Tony Todd said he was stung by bees 26 times during the course of what film trilogy? Candyman. Number 3. Samara Weaving is a newlywed playing a sick game of hide and seek in what 2019 movie? Ready or Not. Number 4. Tree Gelbman has to die over and over again on her birthday in what 2017 film? Happy Death Day. Number 5. Animal-masked killers find the tables turned on them in what 2011 film? You're Next. Number 6. Brian De Palma directed what 1980 psychological slasher starring Angie Dickinson and Michael Caine? Dressed to Kill. Number 7. With the rise of slasher films in the 1990s, the Wayans brothers decided to spoof the genre with what 2000 film? Scary Movie. Number 8. Night Court star John Larroquette was the narrator for what 1974 horror film? Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number 9. What 1986 slasher has all its kills done off-screen? April Fool's Day. Number 10. Friday the 13th moved into outer space in what 2001 flick? Jason X. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Felissa Rose was only 13 when she starred in what 1983 slasher? Sleepaway Camp. She was too young to even see it in theaters. Number 2. What 2001 horror film contained Justin Long's first leading role? Jeepers Creepers. Number 3. Sarah Michelle Gellar met future husband Freddie Prinze Jr. on the set of what 1997 slasher film? I Know What You Did Last Summer. Number 4. Horror icons Brad Dourif and Robert Englund have roles in but are not the killer in what 1998 horror? Urban Legend. Number 5. What 1980 horror film features a killer with mommy issues who puts scalps on mannequins? Maniac. Number 6. Steve Martin claims to have watched what 1974 slasher movie starring Olivia Hussey over 100 times? Black Christmas. Number 7. What 2010 horror comedy flips the script on the hillbilly slasher genre? Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Number 8. Wes Craven directed both the 1977 original and the 1984 sequel of what cannibalistic film? The Hills Have Eyes. Number 9. Vince Vaughn is both the Blissville Butcher and a teenage girl in what 2020 body-swapping horror film? Freaky. Number 10. What 1980 horror film stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Leslie Nielsen? Prom Night. And we're safe at home. The slasher's been put down or locked up or something. We hope. We'll never know until the sequel. What's your favorite slasher film? I'm partial to horror comedy, so Tucker and Dale vs. Evil is one of my personal favorites. Let me know your opinion. I'll be back here next week with another horrifying 30 questions. Here's a clue to tide you over. Unwelcome guests take center stage in what horror subgenre that includes films like Hereditary and The Exorcist? All October is horror trivia, so be prepared. I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 245 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. The best-kept secrets in 2041 America are the deadliest ones. A mysterious scarlet-haired jazz singer, a rebel on a motorcycle, and a killer with a penchant for torture. Food is scarce, good jobs the rarity, and Big Brother is watching everyone. Will Jack and Tom's family be torn apart in the mayhem? And how far will one brother go to save the other's life? In 2041, America is rife with ghettos and armed checkpoints, and poverty runs rampant. A bloody civil war is brewing, and everyone will be forced to take a side. Education is the only way out of a life where you're never sure where your next meal will come from, or what you'll have to do to get it. Tom aced his assessment tests and scored an education contract, giving him a way out of poverty. Jack isn't so lucky. Tom must break every rule he's lived by and go head to head with a psychopath if he's to have any chance of saving his brother, and just maybe keep America from reaching the fracture point. Fracture Point by Jeff Altabef is book one in the Point Thrillers series. Audiobook available now on Audible and iTunes.